Greg Smith, Devon Funds Management with us. Morning, Greg.
Morning, Heather.
Hey, what about those food prices?
Yeah, there's not much respite there, is there, in terms of food inflation. So up 1.2% in June. That was after a 0.5% rise in May. Fruit and veggies, they drove the increase up 5%. More expensive broccoli, of course, that's up 38%. Tomatoes up an incredible 55%. Grocery foods, they were driven by high prices for box chocolates. They were up 0.8% in that category. Food prices annually, 4.6% higher. And that was after a 4.4% increase in May. So, yeah, not much respite there. Fruit and veggie prices up 7.6%. Meat, that's up 6.4%. Grocery food up 4.7%. So all the pantry staples, they're going up in price. You think milk, butter and cheese. So milk, 2 litres there, up 14% annually. Cheese, 30% higher for 1 kilogram block. And how about butter, Heather? $8.60 per 500 grams. That's up 46.5% annually. So you look at butter prices compared to 10 years ago, they're $5 higher, so up 120%. Beef steak, 22%. Beef mince, 15.6%. So just no good news here in terms of inflation that consumers are sort of having to deal with. And it's not just food that's increasing in price either. So you look at rent, that's obviously a pretty key one for consumers as well. So that was up 2.6% annually. I suppose a bit of positive news there is that it was down from a 2.8% annual rise to May. So at least that's slowing down a bit. And that increase was the lowest for rent prices since October 2011. But yeah, those cost of living pressures are very much alive and well.
Okay, tell me what you make of this jobs print in Australia.
Yeah, it's quite a shock, actually. So Aussie employment increased by just 2,000 jobs in June, and that's a tenth of what was expected. So they were looking for 20,000. So clearly slowing down. The unemployment rate as well ticked up from 4.1% to 4.3%. The other interesting thing as well, it's actually worse if you actually look at what's happening with full-time versus part-time. So part-time employment grew by 40,000. Full-time employment fell by 38,000. That also drove down the number of hours worked as well. So 34,000 Australians became unemployed at the end of the financial year. And we think Australia's a lucky country. But yeah, clearly this is a bit of a disappointment. The jobs market across the Tasman is slowing down. And basically what this means here, it's strengthened expectations that the RBA could come through for a rate cut at its meeting next month. And they surprised by keeping the cash rate on hold earlier this month. It's 3.85%. And they were looking to wait for the inflation data, which is out July 30th. But yeah, markets are basically pricing in a strong chance of a rate cut next month. The Aussie dollar fell, as did bond yields. And I think the interesting thing as well is the RBA meeting is going to come a week before our own RBNZ meeting. So yeah, I think that could add some extra spice to ours if the Aussies follow through for a rate cut.
Yeah. Greg, listen, tell me, what are you making of the US retail sales?
Yeah, so we talked about how inflation's handling the tariff situation better than expected. It seems consumers are too in the US. So retail sales rose more than expected, up 0.6% in June from May. That was triple what was forecast. Annual basis, they rose 3.5%. Lots of demand for automobiles, as is expected with Americans. But even if you strip that out, sales are still up 0.5% on the previous month. And that ended 2 months of straight declines. And yeah, consumers literally are in good spirits in the US, Heather. Spending at bars and restaurants that advanced 0.6%. But basically, it all lays concerns over consumer spending, obviously given tariffs and economic uncertainty. So that's good news for the world's largest economy. Part of it could be due to higher prices, of course, when you look at retail sales. They're not adjusted for that, but we've already seen that inflation has proven quite modest. Maybe consumers also, when talking about the jobs market, also happy about the way that's going. So unemployment benefits, new applications, they fell for a fifth week. They're the lowest since mid-April. And also just on in terms of a company view on how the consumer's going, Pepsi had a really interesting result. So the shares in that soft drinks giant surged 7%. Earnings $1.26 billion, that was ahead of estimates, and revenues rose 1% to $22.7 billion. They also reiterated their full-year outlook. Now, Pepsi hasn't been doing as well as Coke. They've been sort of going, struggling, particularly on the food side. Their volumes were down 2%, but yeah, their namesake, Pepsi Zero Sugar, that's going pretty well amidst the drive for healthier habits. That had double-digit volume growth. They're trying to do a bit of a turnaround plan. They're cutting costs to try and boost earnings. But yeah, it was just a real positive release. And considering it was just a quarter ago, they cut their forecasts, citing tariffs and economic volatility. So yeah, full-year revenue growth, they're looking for 4 to 6%. So things are playing out better than feared.
Fabulous. Okay, give us the numbers.
Dow having a strong session, up 200 points, 44457. S&P 500 up 0.5%. NASDAQ up 0.8%. FTSE 100 in the UK up 0.5%. The Nikkei up 0.6%. ASX 200 on those job numbers and the prospect of a rate cut next month up 0.9% there. NZX 50, we had a good session as well, up 1.2%, 12905. A2 Milk, that rallied almost 5%. Commodities, gold's down $10, $3,336 an ounce. Oil's up 92 cents, 67 spot 30 a barrel for WTI. In the currencies, the Kiwi was down 0.4% against the US, 59.2. Against Australian dollar, 91.4, up 0.3%. Down against the pound, 0.3%, 44.2. And the Japanese yen, the Kiwi is up 0.2%, 88.1.
Good stuff. Enjoy your morning, Greg. Greg Smith, Devon Funds Management.